Good evening, good evening. You've tuned into Radiance by Design, and I'm radiating here, Veronica Entwistle, that's me, radiating from Costa Rica, from Amatierra Retreat Center, that beautiful haven of great food, great fun, lots of peace, meditation, yoga, in the middle of kind of a Costa Rican jungly look with terrific birds, and oh my gosh, the trees are absolutely besotted with mangoes. They're just dripping and draping mangoes all over the place. And the little iguanas are eating the bugs. What else could a person like myself want? I've been here for a month tomorrow, and it's just been wonderful. And I leave here in 5 days. So this is my last call to you from Costa Rica. So thank you for tuning in. I'm hoping that you're going to call in with your questions tonight. Let's talk about energy. How many of you listened to the homeopathic interview with Linda Rhines on Tuesday night? Because we're talking about energy all the time, and I love to swing back through homeopathics and how it's really an interesting, just an energy medicine that's hundreds of years old. And it's the kind where when you have the flu and I have the flu, we don't necessarily have the same source of it. What's energetically distressed in me isn't the same as what's energetically distressed in you. And one of the things that fascinates me is that that also could imply that you have a different astrological base than I do, or a different numerological base than I do. And the whole homeopathic treatment is about assessing what's going on with you by doing a very intense process of interviewing with you. So there's like all kinds of shades of who you are, what makes you hot, what makes you cold, what makes you impatient, what makes you angry, what do you suppress? There's a lot of like very detailed questions. And if you look at them carefully, it has a great deal to do with energy and how your energy moves. So what do you feel like, and how are you doing now that it's springtime and the weather's very erratic? So I just wanted to talk about, which I always want to do, I want to talk about energy. How many of you felt the energy of the great big blood red full moon on Tuesday night? It's supposed to be a manifestation time. I didn't really see it because I popped out to find my friend Jill at 1:50 in the morning. It was about 1:20 and it was raining here. It's very, very dry here. We were talking about manifesting and intending and talk about energy. We were really getting like strong about saying what we wanted to create on the planet. And one of the things that needed around here was rain. So I was just fascinated by the fact that when I went outside to go up the little path to meet Jill, I couldn't see her, but it was raining. And not only was it raining, but by the time the full moon was, by the time it was 1:50 our time, the rain was an incredible deluge. And what do we need here? Right now, they really needed rain. So I thought that the moon was responding beautifully to exactly what the prayers were at the time. Maybe not so much personal intentions, but surely for this area, it was really amazing. How many of you stayed up and watched the full moon? How many of you saw it be bright red? I didn't, as I say. It was up in the trees and I didn't climb up the hill far enough. But I sure, when I went back into my casita, and I was meditating, I couldn't believe how the energy was pulsing and pushing through my body mind. It was like, whoo, whoo, whoo. My whole body was just pulsing. And it was a full moon in Libra, which is air. Anyway, there's a whole lot doing with the Grand Cross and the challenges and the tensions out in the universes. And you and I are going to feel those. But it seemed like under the tutelage of that incredibly huge moon, it was easier to feel them through and through. So I love to hear what you yourself have said. Let's do our collective meditation, talking about energy. When we do all of our meditation together, what happens is we create a field out and around us, a field that connects you and I and everything in between. When I decided to do online radio a long time ago, I really wanted to, well, actually, it wasn't even online. It was brokered radio on AM stations. What I really wanted to do was participate in sending high-frequency energies out through the radio that would touch all kinds of people. Because the idea is, so much of the media, if you sit there like you do with the full moon and really feel what's going on, if you sit there in front of a lot of mainstream media, you're going to get pushed and pulled, and where you were feeling pretty good, you might feel suppressed or controlled or held down. If you test out, if we used a little vibrational testing tool, you'll find that very often your own frequencies drop. So my intentions were years ago would to send higher frequency energies out through the media so it would go out into the collective. And as you and I know, so many individuals all over the world have created their own internet radio shows. And it does, like you turn on your computer, you can have some really heavy, dark, media propelled frequencies that really keep you down and keep you troubled and so on. But you can also tune in to what we learned in radio school was narrow casting, the ability to tune yourself to all kinds of high frequency energy sources that are now being sent out throughout the whole world. It's like we're, when we talk, let's go back into our conjoint meditation that I like to use, the sacred geometrics, which also are a way of inspiring and organizing subtle energy flows for healing purposes. But when you and I and thousands of others connect consciously to intend through a common meditation, guess what happens? Is we create a huge coherent field out there. And that's what we want to do, because it's in those fields. And we've talked about this a lot before. Years ago, when the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi TM people meditated for, I think it was 3 months in Washington, D.C., all kinds of things like crime and alcoholism and so on dropped quite radically during that period of time. And there's studies done also in places in India, or other places where there's been a high level of spiritual activity, where a lot of the more negative, the darker, or the more addictive aspects of life abated with the higher frequency energies. And it's so I want us to do this meditation as much for our personal manifestation as for our universal coherency. So let's do it. And in your personal manifestation, you and I know this, that everywhere you go, you raise the field frequency as well. So we can't lose, can we? And at the end of our manifestation, I'd really like you to call in and tell me what's going on with you. Make my life fascinated, because I really like to touch bases with listeners and find out who's doing what and how you made your way through various potholes that you and I do run into. And remember, the third dimension is really described by our frequency levels. It's not it's not a fixed thing. It is kind of the collective thoughts and the collective controls that it can be vibrationally described, and that can describe the various dimensions in which we live. If you get frequency-wise, if you move up more and more and more, you can be in different dimensions. That's why we do the Merkaba, the star tetrahedrons. That's why we spin and spin. That's why we make sounds. That's why we see and visualize colors. One of the things that I've been reading about is, which it's called Divine Openings. And all she says is something that my guides have been talking about for many years, but she's really amped it up, which is that you call up that. Okay, so I'm talking around about 50 different things that I'm trying to turn on to the facets of a diamond here. Stephen Pollett, who is doing a lot of energy work by having you and I program our waters, the waters we drink, and so on, with little labels. So we raise the frequency of those, and we raise the frequency of the windows, we raise the frequency of one another. And he talks about how, like Hawking said, who calculated the number of frequencies of many different things like love and anger and so on. He talks about how the collective of our species rarely measures their subconscious over 200. And now actually enlightenable people are 800 or 900, somewhere up there, which means that to be enlightened or awakened, you want your frequency to be up. And these people like, what's his name? I said Hawking's. I think it's, anyway, these people that have calculated the frequency measurements of various thoughts and feelings are telling us that our subconscious is harder to change and that it usually rests at around 200 for all of our species. So that makes me extrapolate from that, that if you and I call forth, and that's what this divine opening is about, is that if you focus on the fact that you and I are divinity within, that means every single cell in your body, mind, every single cell in that tree, in that banana, in that piece of wood, every single cell has the divine potential all the way through it, right? You've got divine divinity, I have divinity. And where we have these lower frequency energies because of our subconscious, because of our lineage, because of our histories, my guides are telling me over and over again that that is possible to bust through these days. It's possible to bust out of it and not be conscripted by or limited by these really darker subconscious frequencies that we all carry and that we all pass on. It's possible for us to take full advantage of the downloads from the universes and really boot up the frequency levels or averages of our subconscious. And remember, as a species, there's a lot about oneness, but we're very contagious. And as we work with raising the fields and frequency through simply like Radiance by Design and a billion other shows that are going on around the world right now, just that will send a higher frequency out and you and I can hitch a ride on it and we can move our lower frequencies and it can be contagious. And guess what can happen to the species? I kind of think that it's the shift, because the curve of us becoming a higher frequency being is much faster than it's ever been before. It's the curve is steeper. The frequencies are changing faster, and people's potential is much greater. So let's you and I do this meditation together. Let's seek our own transformation. Let's seek our own transformation for the sake of everyone listening. And let's talk to you at the end of this meditation about what's going on in your world. Are y'all ready? Close your eyes so you don't get distracted and start thinking about all kinds of things. Take a deep breath. And call in above your head a golden ball. And below your spine, another golden ball. And drop a filament of gold light from the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball through your spine. So you're on a skewer, aren't you? Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. Push it out a ways so you got room to play underneath it. And then upside down, also gold, with its point pointing into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. Push the two together and you've got yourself an eight-sided structure. We call it an octahedron. And you're in it. It's kind of diamond-shaped, isn't it? And now inside of that, there's a major crystal ball. Now, what does it feel like when you put that crystal ball there? Doesn't the energy change a little? The crystal ball inside is very feminine and everything flows around the circle. And inside of that, you create a star tetrahedron, a three-dimensional Star of David, or for those of you who understand it well, it's the Merkaba, right? It's just like a big star around you. And the Merkaba, when you learn to work with it, that means you get to sense and feel it and spin it and so on. You can actually lift yourself and move through different dimensions. And you're inside of the star tetrahedron, the Merkaba. You're inside of it. You're skewered by this wonderful, wonderful filament of light. Now, spin and spin and spin, spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you spin and spin, look at the screen in front of you. You've got a magical screen in front of you. And the first screen, you're going to put a little movie of you becoming who you want to become. Now, enough of you have listened to me enough to know that what I want to become is consciously multidimensional. I want to see myself in every dimension. Actively. Good. And now, just keep practicing so you can see yourself become whatever it is you want to become. Maybe you want to become holy and healthy. Maybe you want to become transcendent. Doesn't matter. Maybe you want to just become peaceful. Maybe you want to become rich. I don't care what it is. You just, it's your movie and you're creating it. Good. And now wrap that in light. And then move it over to the side. Now we're going to do another screen, and on this screen, you're going to create a project that you want to do, and we're going to see your project sitting in front of you and all the people, the resources, the money, everything you need to create your project just flows to you. Can't you just see it coming, and you put it, all these pieces together? Maybe you want to be creating a home and family. Maybe you want to create a house or a book. It doesn't matter. See all the pieces coming together. Good. And when you've gotten your project completed and you're really excited about it, see all the resources coming together to sustain your project, to keep it going. What is it you're creating? How long do you want to keep it going? What's its natural life? Good. And when you feel like it's really gripped and it's just flying down its own little track, I want you to wrap that in light and let it keep going. Let it be a real manifestation that's in this great cocoon. Move it over to the side. Now we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. And in this center, you're going to create a bed, beautiful healing table. And you're going to surround that table with healers. These are the beings from this amazing collection of consciousness, of beings of light that are surrounding you at this time. They can be angels and guides and who knows, right? Ask the ones that are healers to stand around the table and then you go in and jump on that table. And what is it you want to have healed at this point? Okay, so some of you don't know, so you ask your healing team, what is it I need? Sometimes we need more consciousness. Sometimes we need to release the past. Sometimes we need to have surgery, psychic surgery. What is it they're going to do with you? Okay. Excellent. And you're feeling it, and you're feeling it. Most of you are feeling all kinds of energy going on. Energy is the funniest thing because we can't really see it unless we have an aura picture or something done, right? There we go. And now I want you to, when you can really feel yourself being worked on and you really get a sense of what's happening in your body. Let's wrap it in light and move it over to the side because it'll keep working. Then we're going to have our healing team, those wonderful healing beings, replicate themselves, which they can do, and have them circle around your table. We're going to make a fresh table, not the same old table, a fresh table. And then you're going to bring somebody in who needs some kind of healing work. Okay. I'm asking now to see who wants to, instead of me plucking the person that wants to come in, comes in. Okay, now see, this is a woman. You don't have to use the one I do, okay? You can if you want. So I'm seeing a youngish woman who's working really hard, and she's a young mom. And she's working very, very hard, and they actually underpay her, even though she puts in a lot of hours. And she needs to be healed of a lot of poor diet choices and lots of drinking. And she's just really, really shattered and is very thin inside right now. I can see her. And we bring her in and ask for them to help her a great deal. She's also suffering from past life experiences. Oh, well, who isn't, right? One of the things that I'm praying for these days is something that the guides have told me often, that the frequencies are changing in such a way and human consciousness is developing itself in such a way is that we can move beyond all these karmic reports, things that are left over. But it takes your personal will, doesn't it? It takes your consciousness, your will, and your sensitivity to energy, because that's a great way to help monitor it. So this young woman is on the table, and the first thing they're doing with her is rubbing her between the shoulder blades and relaxing her, straightening out her neck. Good. And they're asking her what it is she would really like. Okay. Now, here's something interesting. I can hear her say, I don't know, and be very, very tired. So there she goes. She's just lying there saying, I just don't know, but I'm not happy. So the guides are working with her. They're rubbing her head. Or it's not rubbing because it's a very energetic kind of thing. They're working with her head and with her base chakra. And they're running a lot of energy all the way up and down her spine, right? And I can see it energizing her. She feels drained is what she feels, deeply drained. Good. All right. And they're working with her and working with her. And it's really interesting because I see her body inside is getting to have a much more frequency-oriented, much brighter inner self. What are you seeing? Okay, now we're wrapping that in light and letting the team go with her, and so that they can keep stewing this kind of transformation that's going on in her. Now we're bringing in someone else. This one we're bringing in a young man who has a tumor on his spine. He's a man who had, he's in his 20s, and he had leukemia when he was small, and he got better. And he has had a lot of pituitary problems, so he's on a lot of life-supporting pharmaceuticals. But now he's developing tumors, and this one is right against his spine. It's very, very painful. And I can see in it that the tumor on his spine, one of them has a lot of cancer granules or whatever they are in there. So we're asking the team to replicate themselves again and to bring up, amp up their own powers, or perhaps bring in more specialists about cancer tumors. And let's see what they can do. It looks like they're going to radiate. Good. They're touching his shoulders in a very gentle way and his upper thighs at the back. It's making me yawn, but that's coming from him, which is kind of interesting since he's not anywhere near me right now in Costa Rica. He's not here. Okay. Actually, he's in the UK. That's quite a ways, isn't it? So when I was watching them work on him and I start yawning, that's his inner energy. Now we're going into the tumor where all the gritty little, I see them as like black gritty things, but we're going to melt that, okay? Or at least we're going to aim to melt it. It's not us, it's the team, the healing team. There we go. Now it might take a while because they're showing me another thing, and this is something you and I have to pay attention to, is that there's a lot of reports on what he believes about himself and what kind of soul stuff he's dealing with in order to have this problem. And he's very much, he's exhausted and he's very much kind of victimized by his condition, you know. Victim is a really difficult energy. It's very suppressive. I've felt victimized. You've felt victimized. You need to bring that up. Hang it out to dry. hand it over to God and anybody else who will listen, because you don't want to use that anymore. We're tired of that, right? Oh, goody, you're on the air. If you'll just hang on for a few minutes, we'll finish this. And now, let's see, we're going to wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and then we're going to bring in our healing table for a political situation. And I don't really know, I haven't been paying attention to the news, but I did catch a glimpse of the fact that the Russian-Ukraine thing is still pretty awful. So let's put that all of it up on the table. Okay, and then we're going to bring in some of these universal energy flows and shoot them up the feet of any of the people that are making bargains and deals and inciting divisive attraction for war or battling, people who are wanting to dominate another country, and just the ones that are really in charge. Raise that field and frequency up through the body. Good. And remember, your team is magical, so they're going to replicate themselves. And let's ask them to bring in some extra helpers that have a lot to do with war and peace, wanting to change the war attitude into one that's a win-win for all. So we're bringing in more and more frequencies and shooting them up through the feet of our beings. And in the prayers and hopes and the knowledge that they can become much more peaceful and conscious. Let's wrap that in light and move it over to the side. And now I want you to raise your hands up and then feel the downloads of the universal frequencies that you're really welcome to, and let them come in through your hands, move all the way up your arms, run through your shoulders, down into your heart, and then move back up through your neck. Right? And then down your shoulders, down your arms, then out your hands. And then you're going to take your hands and you're going to pat various parts of the planet where there's war, where there's pestilence, where there's exhaustion, where there's monetary, I will call it greed or poor distribution of wealth, that sort of thing. Let's just pat all the parts of the earth that are suffering from being torn open. That's right. And needing to be healed. Let's pat with this great, amazing energy all the places where the toxifying effect of all kinds of, for example, plastic bags. Let's melt it with our hands. Let's melt it with our all together now. Let's melt it with our focus and with our intention. And add some of the wonderful light from our current full moon. Good. Now run your hand round and round and round the globe until you see the etheric or the atmosphere just buzzing all around the planet. Just buzzing and being rich and bright. Because you and I can help with the shift. We're taking conscious steps to change this planet into its higher level of self, its higher self. Now move that energy round and round and round the planet again, in through your hands, up your arms, into your shoulders, back into your heart, back up through your neck, out into the, through your head, into the great central sun. Way up there, it shoots back down through your head, down your body, and into the core of the earth. Then it pops up again and floods your body. Now turn around and close off the Galactic Healing Center. Thank it for being there. And in you go. Jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. I always get really dizzy when I do this, even though I'm sitting still. What about you? Spin and spin and spin. And now we have a caller. We're going to go right into our caller. Good afternoon. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hey, Jaya. How are you?
I think I'm pretty good. You tell me.
Well, I don't see you here in Costa Rica. That'd be better.
I know. I would like to be there.
It's a wonderful place. Let me see. Well, you're feeling sad. You're feeling constricted is what you're feeling.
I am.
And yet you have a beautiful harmonizing energy, but there's something kind of controlled around your throat and your chest. What is that?
I don't know.
Well, how does it feel?
I don't feel constricted.
Okay, so tell me about your life.
You're supposed to tell me about my life.
I see a constriction. You say, no, I don't. So I'm going, okay, give me some clues as to what's going on.
Maybe I'm eating
donuts.
I'm tired, but that's all. I'm just physically tired. But
Are you still doing your good work of helping?
Mm-hmm. And
doing your meditations?
Uh-huh.
Good. How's that going?
It's going really well.
Jaya is one of those people that's been part of the great groups of the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi people who've made a difference on the planet, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. So I have a specific question, actually.
Good.
A long, long time ago, you saw a partner coming in for me. It just came out of the blue. I wasn't even asking about it. You just saw it. And I'm wondering if you still see that.
Did you throw him back into the ocean?
No.
I'm just making a fishing analogy, throwing him back.
Oh, that's my other question for you.
What's your other question about fishing?
My other question is, what happened to the missing jet?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I think it went down in the ocean.
You do? Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do. But I think there was a huge, this is how I'm seeing it as a psychic. I think there was a huge, there was a plan. But I think there was a huge battle probably in the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
About it. And I think the fellow who did it, I think he was kind of nuts, frankly. He was wild and crazy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I suspect one day they will find, they'll find it sitting there as if it's not going to be entirely intact, but it's partially intact. It's kind of oddly like they're just sitting there, even mm-hmm. though I think they're under the water.
Uh-huh. Oh, interesting. Hmm.
Yeah, it must have a lot to do with being in the bubble. You know what I mean? It's the bubble that they were in, I think, must have been waterproof to a degree.
Oh, my God. You mean you think they were alive when they went down?
Yeah, I do.
Well, back.
But they're all okay now. You know?
They're all what?
Right? They're all okay now.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, back to you. I think I think that's true, and I think the 9/11 people seem to all belong to some kind of soul group as well.
That's how I see it. Yeah, I think these things are.
Because when that happened, I saw them all dressed up and walking up this long path together. That's how I saw the 9/11 thing intuitively. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Like they were dressed up for it, you know, which doesn't mean they were really dressed up. It just implies a kind of
it was a plan
ceremony
of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, back to this. I do see you with somebody. I do see you in a group living situation or community. And there is a partner for you there. And I see you laughing and making plans. I'm not sure how, whether it's a really, really intimate situation. I think it's more like a conjoint project that becomes a commitment. You see, you know how that works? Like mm-hmm. we're in it, we're in a project together. And oh, dear, you're wonderful. And I suddenly realized, I want to be with you. You see what I mean? But you start off being in the project.
And do you see a location for this?
There's one right around Santa Cruz, you know. And it hasn't started. I don't think it's started yet. It might be headed down toward Monterey.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't started yet, meaning there are a number of people around you and around Santa Cruz that are talking about the possibility of a community. But somebody's going to actually get some land going and people are going to start to drift into it.
Good. And
It's
so
time, Jaya.
It's not, it's, pardon me?
It's time, isn't it?
I feel like it's time. And so I don't have to create this. It will be created, right?
It'll be created around you, but it's a very good idea. Remember, God doesn't have any feet. So it's really a good idea to be, do you think that was sacrilegious? You don't, do you? It's a good idea for you to be just like turning over some leaves now and again to, you know, look at what people are saying, see what's hanging up on the bulletin boards do you have a Whole Foods there? Or is it a co-op? But in any case, you know what I'm talking about, the big health food
mm-hmm.
stores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
we have lots of them, yeah.
I don't know where else there's some other kind of co-op there as well.
Oh yeah, there are lots of wonderful.
Yeah, well, check out. That's part of your job is to be available for the beckoning fingers when they come up.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
that makes sense.
Yeah,
and it's going to be fun.
Well, I'm ready.
Yeah, I know you are. But you look tired tonight. And that, like I said, you're constricted, but you seem to have opened that. Maybe you don't like to be picked on that way. But you look stronger than inside. You look stronger than you've looked for a long time.
Yeah, I feel stronger. I'm just, working hard with not quite enough rest.
Sounds like it's not the time for that, but you and I know this, that you can put, and I'm talking over you, I'm sorry. Do you want to say something?
I have a feeling that this kind of marathon phase of my life will be changing soon.
I do too, but I think there's another thing happening, which is it used to be almost unbearable. Now it's not unbearable. It's getting easier for you to go into the flow of working hard and have some periods that you actually relax in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
At first, you couldn't do that at all.
Right.
So I'm seeing it's not tearing you apart. You're getting stronger. And yes, your work will get lighter in a way. But if you're going to keep doing home health care, some people are really hard work and some people aren't. So there's a kind of a fluctuation there, isn't there?
Last time I talked to you, you said I would be changing jobs soon.
Yeah, I thought you would have changed already. I thought there was one a couple of weeks ago.
I think it's coming. I think that whole big change is coming soon. What do you think?
The problem with, yeah, I think it's true. But the problem is that I'm not confident when I say time.
Mm-hmm, I know.
And when I look at where we saw the changes in January, I thought we were right up against it at that point. But it's still sitting right there as if it's not happened yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks really close. So I would say to that it means it's kind of in the wings there, or it's in the offing. It just hasn't happened yet.
That's my feeling too.
Yeah. And it comes through somebody. There's another thing that happens. It's like it comes through somebody else's misfortune.
Really?
Yeah. As if someone gets sick and they can't do something anymore and you get moved to it. So I know you've got a wonderful heart and you probably don't want that to happen at some level, but it's to your advantage on another level. And that's kind of the way things change anyway.
Oh, that already happened. That already happened.
Oh, okay. Happened. And then what happened?
Well, then I got into the job I have now, which I like very much.
And then the one you're doing
but,
now.
But you were into, the last time I talked to you, you saw a major change that I would not be doing this kind of work anymore, that I would be teaching more.
Well, I think that's still true. I'm just not sure. I'm not sure when, but it looks like it's close. You look like you're right up against it.
Okay.
But remember, the same old thing, God doesn't have any feet. You got to kind of keep your eye out, watch for the opportunities.
Right.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy yourself.
Yes.
And you do, don't you?
I'm, you know, I haven't had a lot of time for recreation in a while. It's more like just it's been a push for a while, an energetic physical push. So I'm tired.
What do you do when you get home? Do you just flop over and sleep?
I meditate.
Good girl. That's a very smart thing to do. Well, thanks for your call, Jai. I wish I could be more like, what was I reading yesterday was that things are so open, and because of all the changes on the planet and beyond, and the changes in the potential of humanity, things are so unpredictable now. And it can be so much more magical and so much more self-empowering than ever before. So I would say rest your heart on your intentions and uh-huh. your energy shifting, which is through your meditation and so on. You see what I mean? Because mm-hmm. you are very magical. You just have to manifest what it is you want. Because I think most of us can't, I used to say this years ago, we can't really make predictions. Drunvalo said that 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But then people say, I know, but what's going to happen?
Everybody wants to know what's going to happen.
Yeah, and then I go, and I see a lot of good things for you, but I just don't get a good sense of time, and I don't get a good sense of the linear aspect of it, you know?
Right.
This
it's
and
okay.
This make you, this, yeah.
It's all right. You don't have to be Superwoman.
Oh, good. My muscles were getting flabby anyway, you know. It's good to talk to you. Thank you so much calling in and being a wonderful caller.
Well, thank you for being there.
Thanks. Okay. Talk again.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So what about the rest of you? What's going on in your world? What did you do during the full moon? What do you think of homeopathy? What's going on in your belly out there? We've been doing a lot of belly work here because my friend Jill does She Knits Song, and she does this belly massage kind of system, which shows you where in your belly different aspects of your consciousness is. And it's really funny because I don't do that. I don't do the hands-on sort of thing. I do kind of looking at you and seeing what's going on in your belly and what is the reason for it. So between the two of us, we're seeing how, just we're playful because we are that way, but we're seeing how, doesn't matter which part of your body you look at, you're going to learn a lot about how you're holding emotions, you're holding old thoughts and feelings, your lineage has convinced you that you believe, oh, that you're less than, or you're not enough, or you're too, you're not successful. You know, it's a lot of that stuff just comes and hits us like a piece of pie. Lemon meringue pie, I think, in the face of a clown or whatever they used to do at circuses. It's just like these are just old imprints that really don't mean who you are. And it's a pretty amazing time for us to be able to release a lot of that and then find ourselves transforming and moving beyond the way you're stuck right now. So let's take a look at what you're doing. So call in and let's talk about it. The belly is the place which is absolutely full of stuff that, well, your whole body is actually. But in the belly, which is where your everything is digested, whether it's life, whether it's parenting, whether it's sexuality, whether it's hamburgers, all of it's digested in the belly area. And that's where we learn who we are and how to be more of who we are. So it's been very, very interesting to be here when we go at it from a totally different perspective. And I'm looking at some of you out there. I'm looking at some people with chronic conditions, for example. Let me take a look here. I'm looking at people with chronic conditions. We have a friend here who's got a terrific metabolic problem. Let me see. She's got some... she's quite chubby and claims that she doesn't eat very much. She's retaining fluid like mad. And two things, I'm asking the guides about it. They're saying that her metabolic system has kind of been frozen. And one of the reasons for that is that she's quite, by nature, quite peaceful, that she has a tendency to a lower thyroid. Oh, yeah. And then we look at her belly and her chest area. She has tremendous old grief. And then she also has a tremendous, let's see here in the belly. Yeah. She has a tremendous fear of using, I would say, her heart in the wrong place. Have any of you ever felt like that? Oh, my gosh. If I fall in love, it's going to be, he's going to be a jerk. It's going to hurt me. She's going to just take all my money and run, right? So let's just take a look at my friend here and see what she needs. Okay, so we're going to look at her belly. And we're looking for a way to help with the metabolic needs. There we go. And we're just going to run some energy through her liver, through her kidneys. Okay, through her spine, her entire spine. That's it. Can you feel this? My body is buzzing like mad. And this person I'm working on, I'll bet you she feels it. Yeah. Good work. And I want you to all, let me see here. I'm just taking a look at some other people. Because this woman's process is very, very to do with her metabolic system. So she needs to wake it up somehow. Now over here, we have a woman who's always got aches and pains. Her bones are really creaky and painful. It's not funny, actually. So we're taking a look at what her problem is deep down. I would say that she feels absolutely thwarted because she doesn't have any money, because she's in pain 24/7. She doesn't know what to do with herself. And we're saying, why does she have all that pain? Okay. All right. Then because of what we're saying to you is that she was frightened and traumatized as a small person, and a lot of her pain sensors and receptors were damaged, and she's just right now trying. I want to say, even though you're 70 years old, what you're trying to do right now is to recover the ability and the resilience to release the old storage of pain. That's a really interesting thing. Now, if that's true, all of you who have some kind of chronic condition, I want you to ask yourself, take a couple of deep breaths, and ask yourself if you can get a reading on, or if you can hear why it is, or what are you suppressing? Yeah, because what I see with my friend who has a lot of chronic pain, that her whole energy fields are geared for her to release this tendency to have chronic pain for 70 years, to release that and give herself a transcendent level of helping other people. Meaning she may still have some body pain, but nothing like what she's got today. And her goal and her mission will be to help other people discover what's hidden in them. Every single thing that you have that's in quotes wrong with you comes from a very deep, emotional and psychological storage. And where did it come from? It came from your folks. It came from your lineage. It came from your childhood. It came from your siblings. It came from school. It came from past lives. It doesn't matter in a way. But all you have to do is find out. We were talking about all the subconscious programming, that our subconscious runs less 200 or less vibrational like frequencies, and that when you're holding chronic body pain and so on, that means that somehow you've passed on a way to keep your frequencies locked into these different levels. And you and I have the ability to call forth the coming down the influences of energy fields from the universes. Yeah, we can call those in and call up their meeting with some of these lineage influences. It's pretty interesting stuff that you can use. So I would say do that. And my friend who's being locked in pain for I don't know how many of your 70 years. Yeah. You can feel it yourself. You can ask yourself to feel the influences from past lives and all of these ones that are in your subconscious, because that's where it is. In fact, we've talked about it before, where you have past lives where you've had really major issues of power, and a lot of that is where you invested in some of these things. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I think our next show is going to be about dying, and it's going to be about people facing, she has a potentially terminal illness, she's in a long-term marriage, and how did he, she's coming out of that illness now, she's recovering, but during the process of being very ill, they went through an awful lot, and he had to adjust, they had to talk about death every day, really, she said, we always talk about it now, because he had to learn that she might die and he would have to be on his own. Of course, it can always reverse in a heartbeat and can be the other way around. But these two people are very, very bright people, and they've studied the Quaker forms of these dealing with this kind of thing. They're in Costa Rica here, and I'm going to interview them, and we're going to talk about what it's like to face and experience the process of dying, whether you're the support team or whether you're the die-ee. I'm really looking forward to that, and I hope you're going to tune in on Tuesday night at 8 o'clock West Coast time. I'm laughing. I'm going, yeah, people write. They all write. It's very confusing to be in a different time zone, I have to tell you. So everybody will write and say, well, I want to talk to you at 6 o'clock PST. Now, that's Pacific Standard Time. If you really think about that, this is Pacific Daylight Time we're talking about, and that means we have to double adjust. You know, Pacific Standard Time would be what, an hour later, right? So I'm saying we have to really get better at that, everybody, because I keep screwing up my times tables because I'd be talking to people in different parts of the country, and I've got the wrong time because we're all doing the same thing, which is calling everything PST or something and not paying attention to the time differential. And that's enough of my nagging. So Tuesday night, you'll meet, let's see, what's his name? Theo and Jude. And they're going to be talking about what it's like to face, to experience one partner going through a very serious life-threatening illness and the other partner trying to be two things, supportive and also trying to make peace with the fact that he's probably going to be on his own. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Lots more to talk about. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, give me some feedback about this show, about other shows, about guests that you want to hear from and subjects you want to cover. Many, many blessings. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And thanks for your one call, Jaya. I wish the rest of you have you called. And I hope you're listening, Carol, because I'm thinking about you a great deal. And a number of you other people. Many blessings and good night.